My mom and dad, though, were good parents, though. A good example, too. They, I just got to see my daddy. My mama actually passed away 2 years ago, February the 1st. Yeah, I got 3 knickknacks out of the deal. I'm telling you what, I do miss her. I really do. And I think about her all the time. People walk up to me all the time, and they'll go, you know, your mama's watching you. She can see you from heaven. And I believe that, folks. And I do believe strongly that she's in heaven. But, you know, you think about that stuff at the most inopportune times. That'd take a little race out of the libido. It's amazing what reminds me of my mama, too. About 3 months ago in Houston, Texas, there's a little boy got his arm ripped off by a pet tiger. Did y'all hear about that? Yeah, first of all, folks, that's an oxymoron. Pet tiger. Some of you are going, I don't know what that means. What does a moron have to do with the pet tiger? See, that means the two words don't go together, folks. See, some of you go, oh. That's a funny one. Pet tiger does not go together. Now, man-eating tiger, okay. Doesn't make a good household pet, much better. But they called it a pet tiger. And when I heard about him getting his arm ripped off by a pet tiger, I thought, now, if that was me at 10, and my mama saw that come running out, the first thing she'd grab is a Bactine. Obviously, some of you people have Bactine squirted on you, hadn't you? That's the fiery pits of hell is what that is. Oh, monkey blood, you know what I mean? Remember, you could have two veins holding on the arm. Your mama go, let me get the back team. No! I'll sew it on myself! Because your mama squirt it on there and then give you one of these. That gentle blow. You're going, ah! See, that's a mama's revenge right there. In her mind, she's going, oh, you put your Coke on my coffee table one more time. Hurts, don't it?